This podcast is sponsored by you. If you support the Free Books for Life course and me, Egeologics, a new comedic series where anything goes and one in say so, Zuck, the real life adventures of a tragic comedian, is coming soon. This year, I am committed to releasing more written works. Please support the Free Books for Life course. So freaking worth it. From Schopenhauer's Councils of Maxims, I discuss life and its realistic effects. Its counsels relevant to me from people I trust as being authentic to their lives as I am. Thank you for being here. He says, what offends a great intellect in society is the equality of rights, leading to equality of pretensions, which everyone enjoys. I disagree with Schopenhauer here, I can almost say vehemently, when he says, what offends a great intellect in society is equality of rights. Maybe being the person I am. There is no such thing as equality of rights. It simply doesn't exist. It never existed. It was just a dream we ran after for so long. A dream that was meant to bring us a sense of justice and equality, but with the cancellation of affirmative action, for instance, we recognize that dreams do die, however long they linger. And yes, they could have helped along the way. Reality must be redefined. And then we cling to hope that the idealist push had achieved something, something worthwhile. Equality of opportunity, for instance, is a much worthwhile dream, which should be the essential fiber of equality we should be turning towards, craving for, in my opinion. Yet there are hardcore recidivists clinging against the hopes of a dream that was never fully realized with a sense of vulnerability that makes little sense, but that of uprising in the hopes against the hopes of the minority. Now, far from it, I'm not saying there isn't a reasonable sense of a need for, I wouldn't say equality, really. While equity has been deemed questionable, as we go into the future, there is a need for individual reckoning in the relativity between differences, capability, and opportunity. That, at least, ethically and morally, has to be made reckonable. I also do not believe the equality of pretensions exists. It doesn't exist. This projection, the equality of pretensions that he talks about, the projection of equality on the part of the intellectual enamors a strangely inhibited, whether implicit or explicit, sense of elitism. On the part of the commoner, an easy sense of entitlement for what is merely indeed pretentious, if not wholly non-existent. Only one side truly pretend. He goes on. He believes everyone enjoys this. So he goes on to say, while at the same time, inequality of capacity means a corresponding disparity of social power. Social power, I believe, is just a different paradigm of prejudice and privilege. No doubt that's what it is. He goes on. So-called good society recognizes every kind of claim but that of intellect, which is a contraband article, especially in a case like mine, it's certainly contraband. Seriously, you're not supposed to be inferior, unattractive, unintelligent, and at the same time, intelligent. But he goes on, people are expected to exhibit an unlimited amount of patience towards every form of folly and stupidity, perversity and dullness, whilst personal merit has to beg pardon. You can say that again and again and again. So I'll read that again. And people are expected to exhibit an unlimited amount of patience towards every form of folly and stupidity, perversity and dullness, whilst personal merit has to beg pardon, as it were, for being present, or else conceal itself altogether. Intellectual superiority offends by its very existence without any desire to do so. That is especially so in my case, because I hate trouble. I hate drama. And drama just seems to make its way to me. Without being so-called in the way of the world, anybody. I'm certain this is fully understood in my case. I am in the practice of concealment. I do offend and will continue to do so, especially because I never mean to do so. If my truth offends you and it's not personalized or made personalized or made personal on your behalf, you're really out of it. It's you, it's not me. Let me just say now, it's you, it's not me. And I can't help it the way I am. I can dumb it down a lot of times, just like you do a lot of times. I never tell anybody that I am somebody. And I, as if proven, I am nobody. And I am flabbergasted as why people still stalk me and follow me. I am troubled by it. I don't understand it. Yeah. Especially when it doesn't equate. When there's an inequality. Something is terribly wrong, would you say? I often say they almost killed me, that I almost died, whatever way I say it. I almost died and they almost killed me for the worth of superficially made money. Mine, rightfully earned. There's evil in this world, I often say that too. There is more evil directed against the likes of me, for whatever reason, I don't care. So let me be perfectly clear. I am in the practice of concealment. But I do offend and will continue to do so. Thank you for being here. No, I'm glad I got that out. If you have chosen to be here because you prefer truth, decency, dignity, and science and humanity, and wants to be on this lifelong journey with me, thank you for being here. Please support the Free Books for Life course. It is so freaking worth it.